Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Andrew Shatkin Show on every weekday and every weekend, either at 6:30, 8 o'clock, 9:30, or 11 o'clock, or 10. Whatever it is, we definitely are at your service in terms of thinking about things. And tonight I'm going to be talking about the contrast between the visible and invisible church, but I'll just give you a little insight into my background. I believe this is a politically incorrect show where our aim is to get an honest facts and truth and not medialize of falsehoods. And also I'm a Christian and I adhere to the full authority of Holy Scripture from Genesis to Revelation, as well as the creeds of the church, Athanasian and Apostles and Nicene Creed. I read Christian books like C.S. Lewis and G.K. Chesterton because I want to, and Milton, John Milton's Paradise Lost, because I want to develop my mind in truth. I also run two radio shows, a podcast show and a blog talk radio show, in which I both have a Christian orientation, and I have many visitors from both China and Muslim countries to these shows, and from many countries all over the world. I'm very happy to say my Muslim brothers and sisters dialogue with me and visit me in my Christian concepts and ideas in these shows. I also have written 10 books, Christian and legal books, and plan more books on the miracles in the Bible, 2 blog books on my blogs, literary and religious, as well as a book on the book of Job in the Bible. And that is as much, and I've written over 800 blogs, visited by many countries all over the world, including Muslim countries in China. So I'm very happy to have this opportunity to talk about the visible and invisible church. Many people confuse the church with the building, or the minister, or the clergyman, and that is not something that is really pertinent. The church is might be considered the members of the parish of that particular building, but the church is really understanding it. It has an invisible character. The visible church may be the building, may be the clergyman, and may be the parishioners, but we have no guarantee that these are actual Christians. They may be nominal Christians or people there for social reasons or for a job or whatever, for all kinds of reasons. But the real church is the invisible church, the church of invisible believers. They could be of any kind of race, any kind of group, any kind of ethnic group. The invisible church is the real church. It was the church that St. Augustine identified in the City of God very pertinently, and actually he definitely invites us to understand the church's real existence, which is about the invisible church, the church of believers that are not identified in the building, not identified in the society. They might be the people identified by Jesus as the Good Samaritan, a non-Jewish person who rescued an ill and dying man and sick man and bound up his wounds, was one example of what I mean. Also, Jesus commands us to love our neighbor and to love our enemies and to pray for those who persecute us. What he means that is these people are worthy of Christ. The church has an invisible character. We don't know who the real Christians are. They may be the members of the church. They may not be. They may be Muslims. They may be Hindus, or any kind of good person is part of the church, the invisible church. Any moral and loving person is part of the invisible church. It is called invisible because we don't know who they are. They may not be members of the church. They may not be baptized. They may not even go be identified in the building, but their moral life identifies them in the church as the church, the actual church, not visible in the building, but invisible in the world. The invisible church is the real church. It's the church of love. It's the church of moral rectitude. It's the church of believers, whether Muslims or Hindus or Sikhs. The church is identified as a church with the loving and good people in the world. They are the people of Christ. They are the invisible church. And the invisible church is the true church. That's as much as I'm going to say about this tonight. I will continue this discussion tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Good night.